CliffCentral.com.
See, Ben thought I was going to be in a bad mood today, and look at me. I've struggled to be in a bad mood on a Friday. I do have a long day ahead of me today,
because
I'm good about it.
We finally worked it out. Just cancel your hair appointment.
Well, I did, and guess what? Guess
your hair is still long.
I'll make a hair appointment. I'm gonna leave that off the calendar, and I'll do it myself. I'll do it on the weekend. You weren't here for this whole saga, Mubs, yesterday. Anyway, so
look at the regret in her
eyes. So I moved my, I cancelled my haircut, right? Guess what?
What?
You bought Ben?
Ben Haynow then cancelled.
Yes, correct.
What a son of a bitch.
See, I told you this was
going to
happen.
What a no-talent, two-bit prick.
It's a conspiracy.
I don't understand.
Oh, there was...
Let's see, explain.
There was...
I'm not going down this road again.
A proper mini meltdown of a moment yesterday. So, Gareth was feeling particularly overwhelmed by his schedule. Because he had a lot going on. There were two pre-records. There were meetings. There was traveling in between all of that. There was a hair appointment. And that also particularly was what, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. It was a hair appointment that was just before the Ben Haynow interview. So that had to be cancelled. So just mess of a day for him.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And today's busy too, but I've decided I'm just okay with it. other people have real problems. Today, I'm doing a bunch of things which are going to be mostly fun. Oh, by the way, coming in a little bit later on, I'm kind of excited because I don't know that I've met Thembi Samdoda, Anela's sister.
Oh, she is so much of fun.
Yeah, I know, I mean, Anela and I have been friends for years. We were at school together, we were at varsity together, we were in our first jobs. I think she was... She might have been at another station, but she ended up at the same one as us. And then...
Anela or Thembisa?
Anela. I don't know Thembisa at all. And then, I mean, Anela and I have remained friends since. So, you know, we get along really well. I know her and we've talked about her family a lot, but I don't know that I've met the sister of hers. I have to think very hard about whether or not we've met each other, but I can't wait to talk to her because she's an interesting girl. She's got some amazing stuff going on. She is completely controversial as well, because she's written for magazines. She's got a lifestyle show on African Magic. She's been in romance anthologies. She's done radio. She really is. I mean, what a talented family these two ladies are from. And she and her boyfriend, well, before that she was married, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she and her husband at the time, they got into some very public mudslinging at a certain point.
He said, she said.
Yeah, which is always fun to talk about after the fact because, you know, when you're in it, you're like, I don't care about you, F you. And then you start getting a bit embarrassed about what you said a little while later. I'll find out if she feels that way or if she actually doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, well, she's now over that and she's in a new happy relationship, which I find so corny and sweet at the same time. Because, you know, she was the host of Our Perfect Wedding.
Oh, yeah, of
the
course.
The show that chronicles couples getting together.
That's
and
right.
She met her husband while filming the show. They were both working on it.
Husband?
Workplace
boyfriend. There are rumors that they might be engaged, but we don't know.
Oh, we'll find out this morning. This is the place to find out about that stuff. Lots of news on the way. We'll tell you the five things you need to know. Ben will update us on the sport, see how get some inspiration. Mubs will talk us through all the most useful stuff that we can bandy about at the office today with, and people will think we're so clever.
So what's the story with this Ben Haynow guy?
Yeah, well, this is the second time he's...
But this is exactly why I asked with such malicious intent.
I don't think the guy knows how to use his Skype, because I'm looking at my Skype now, and it says still pending friend request.
And this is, by the way, the first time we tried to record with him. We are just giving it to Ben this morning.
No, I'm not. Let me be clear. I don't have an issue.
No, Gareth doesn't have an issue. I'm having an issue with this. It's just tardy.
It's just frustrating. His time is not.
His time is more important than Gareth's time. And if he was sitting and having a haircut at the time, well, I dislike him even
Ben, more. I sense you're being sarcastic, you son of a bitch.
No, this stuff pisses me off. I always have guests that just suddenly don't become guests.
Yeah, you know what it is. I mean,
we should start keeping a little book.
Here's the problem, and this is partly what I was complaining about yesterday, is he has people, right? And his people sometimes are the ones who are disorganized, and they sometimes are the ones who don't get him into the room on time, and he probably doesn't know his Skype.
Well, he should hire better people.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, every time you've got people managing your affairs, the risks of playing broken telephone increase exponentially.
Yeah, but Matt, I mean, does he need people? Is he big enough for people?
I mean, who am I to say whether he needs people or not? He has people.
So the first time, the reason why the interview didn't happen was because they were 2 hours behind us, so daylight savings had just been a thing.
That's a real thing, by the way. It does get used as a regular excuse by a lot of people in show business.
Once you turn 14, you kind of get as part of your life.
You can't be
a grown-ass man and go, oh, daylight savings. What a surprise. Mm. That's like saying, oh, Christmas, what a surprise.
And then yesterday, I don't know, I even have his personal number now, and I was calling him and he wasn't picking up, so.
Maybe he had a problem.
Well, clearly he wasn't available.
Clearly, for whatever reason, that came up. He's just not that into us. But good score on getting his number there, see ya? Silver lining. See ya's got some guy's number.
Not just some guy. Ben. Oh, guys.
Yeah, what? Oh. What? It sounds like you've got a revelation.
Okay, well, it's sort of just... Ben just reminded me when he speaks about I have this guy's number. So, you know, every morning I come in here, and especially at around 6:45 in the morning. 6:45, I try to give you some inspiration.
Oh, sorry. I just thought you meant when you arrive here.
No.
Buddy's getting tired of your story already. She's trying to finish the sentence.
You're 2 lines into the story, she's got it. I try to give you some inspiration. I give you these words of wisdom, like, go out there and do it, and it is possible.
Right.
And so last night I decided to, you know, follow my own advice. Do you remember the Limpopo guy from my complex?
Yes.
Limpopo. Is this the one who prays at 3 a.m. loudly?
No. So this is the guy who somehow found my name, even though we never speak, and he followed me on Instagram. He was liking all my pictures.
Okay.
And he's kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay.
He lives on the second floor. But for like the longest of time, it was going on and we just only said hi to each other. And I thought, you know what, last night, God damn it, let's just do something about it.
Right.
Know? And this is after, by the way, tons of tequila. So this is stupid decision because I was, you know, having a mini dinner party. So I went over there drunk as ever. But you know, when you are so drunk, you think this is such a great decision.
Mm.
And I am so hot right now. Have you ever gone and approached someone in a club thinking you're the hottest thing in the world?
Yeah.
But really, you're such a slob.
Yeah.
So I actually stumbled up the stairs and I banged on his door.
Uh-oh.
Ed was...
You were wearing pants, though, huh?
Oh, they basically weren't pants because they were the shortest little things in the world.
Oh, see, really?
In your Daisy Dukes.
They really were.
He was wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nasty.
So, because I had some people over, I thought that's my in. I should start saying, like... I'm sorry. Are we too loud for you downstairs?
Oh, good move. God. So even in your drunkenness, there was a plan.
There was a strategy.
Okay. Although, I mean, who asks if they're making too much noise?
I stumbled into... He opens the door, and without any invitation, I stumbled into his place.
Oh.
Go, hi, I'm sorry. Don't know if you know me. I'm from downstairs. I think we're too loud. Goes like, no, really, it's fine. And I go, okay. And we just awkwardly stare into each other's eyes. And I think, oh, no, can't do this anymore. And I go, okay, cool, it's fine, goodbye. And I go back to my place. And I go, no, but see, you're onto a good thing here. You know, something could have happened.
How about you come back and make it a bit louder?
Well, no. I then took our bottle of tequila, got 2 shot glasses, and I went, stumbled back upstairs. I banged on his door and I said, listen, so since you really Do you think this is fine? Here, have a drink.
Because, no. And this poor guy's girlfriend can't work out why this guy keeps coming in.
He's now trying
By the way, is he as good looking at this point as you've always anticipated he would be?
Sia's about 17 drinks in.
Yeah,
so he's better looking. He's going to walk into Susan Boyle and he'd be keen.
I mean, this guy is basically like a supermodel at this stage.
Really, he is so tall.
Yeah,
has his big shoulders. Yeah.
He's actually topless and he's oiled up.
Yeah. Right.
That's what he looks like to you.
On what he was wearing, which kind of turned me off, he was wearing...
Dukes and you're judging him?
No. Here's the thing. He was wearing pajamas.
Well, it's 12 o'clock at night.
No, but I mean, like, shorts as well. These little summery shorts. And then... to top it all off, a t-shirt that says something along the lines of "Never forget to dream" or "Sweet dreams."
But that's so you. You would wear that.
Yeah, but
I would wear that. I don't want
it's not like he's taking advantage of himself, though, Gareth.
I don't want my guy wearing that. So then, like, he
was this actually an apartment or just a mirror? Did you walk into the mirror in your bedroom?
So offered him some tequila. We actually had a great conversation.
Yes.
And, you know, he seems like a very good guy. I was like, you know, listen, like, feel free to stop by.
Do you get any interest there? Do you signal, do you pick up any,
There was a bit of that. And especially after I forced myself onto him as I was leaving for the second time.
Oh. Because what do you mean forced yourself onto him?
Because he's so tall, I just wrapped my arms around his neck.
Wow. So, Roger.
Okay, goodbye. But then, guys, he reciprocated by putting his hands on the small of my back. See? So there was a vibe there.
See, I mean, you're basically in there, really.
And then when I felt like, okay, piqued my interest enough, I'm over this. I was like, okay, cool, bye. And then I left. So let's see what happens, folks.
Yeah, let's see what happens this weekend.
Like, this is juicy now.
Amazing. Yeah, nasty hole.
I reckon the cops are going to show up and say, I'm sorry, we've had a complaint. There's been some sexual harassment in the building.
Did I Kevin Spacey him?
You Harvey Weinstein him.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
you basically did.
You basically, kind of self-Kevin Spacey'd.
Oh, no. Well, it was a vibe.
See, everyone's got a thing.
It was a long time coming. Yeah. I took the chance. I said, why not? So it's happened.
Okay.
Poor Limpopo is going to go back home for the weekend.
He can Limpopo me. He can limp my popo. Okay.
So you made the first move.
Just
now
looking for an in.
Now we wait and see how he reciprocates.
Yeah. Because I thought, if worst case scenario, I can always just sneak back into my complex every day because I'm on the second floor. But he has to walk past my door all the time. So it's fine. I don't care.
Just put up little notes on the door.
Just
every other day.
I'll keep the door open. Just stand there.
Yeah, just stand
there. In the doorway.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put up pictures of arrows from his door to yours?
Or just leave
if it gets lost.
just leave your Daisy Dukes on like the front doorstep. Just there.
Oh my word.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine this poor guy?
Someone stole my doormat, so I've put my pants there.
I should give them to him.
So great. This is so great. I love this. All right, so Sia, your life is exciting.
Okay, let's see what happens. I'm excited.
Damn right you are. What do you think of this, Amanda? You're sitting there quietly laughing at Sia.
Is this what living on your own is about?
Yeah.
If this is what it's about, then I'm down.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Amanda was getting day drunk yesterday.
Only late in the afternoon.
What?
Oh.
Where? Here?
No.
Oh.
I went to some golf course, and then I was showing Ben, and then it's like a gin bar, so they had all different types of gin. So I had a rooibos gin, and it was amazing.
A gin bar on the East Rand. Are you sure it's not just a cane bar with, like, lemon wedges?
No.
Cane bar.
Not a gin bar. It was epic.
Mainstay cane.
Yeah, it's like East London dry gin.
East London. That's good. I like that. This weekend, anybody got anything exciting lined up?
Yes.
Mine is going to be quite chilled, but I'm going to go and see that Johnny Clegg big finale tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
It's already happening. And I'm going to pop in at the Whiskey Live Festival tonight too, because a friend of ours is running that. So that should be fun. And yeah, otherwise it's going to be nice and chilled. I've got work to do. Got stuff to finish up before the end of the year. All right. So lots of exciting stuff to get into. We'll get to the five things that you need to know this morning in a short while. I'll also tell you all about our guest a little bit later on. And Amanda's got a quiz for us, right?
We do. We do.
All right. Very nice. Cool. By the way, there are no part three podcasts anymore. Toby Shapshack, who listens to us, certainly his wife is one of our biggest fans, and I love her to pieces. So Annabelle, this is for you and anybody else who's confused. There is no part three podcast anymore. You've got to subscribe to Gareth's Guests on the podcast app, you know, on iTunes. It's a better way of doing it. So you get part one, part two, and then Gareth's Guests is part three. Today, I mentioned that we'll all be here until 9 because Tembi Samdoda's coming in, so we'll talk to her. And that'll come under Gareth's Guests. Got it? It's not too difficult. Basically, when we've got a guest,
yeah,
it's going to be what used to be part three. Because we were duplicating. It makes no sense for us to produce four podcasts when they're actually just three. Makes sense, right, Mubs?
Sure.
Sure.
Still getting huge amounts of feedback from people about Jacques Poe and that interview.
Yeah, it was very good, Gareth. I listened to it last night.
And there's more info on what's been happening with him. We'll give you an update in the next couple of minutes about that. Here's some messages. What is going on? How's it going with your Uber experiment? Is it cheaper than owning a car? No, that's from Moritz. He says, how has your Uber experiment been going? And are you still doing it? No, I stopped doing that after 4 days. The price got ridiculous. It started costing me more than $500 a day.
That's because you live in another city, Gareth.
Mm.
Yeah, if I lived up the road, then I would certainly do it. And I think for people in Cape Town, it makes a lot of sense. Joburg, we have to cover huge distances to get to where we're going.
Well, look, if you live in Cape Town, you live in Durbanville, you work in the CBD, you're going to have the same problem because that's exactly like a Pretoria, Johannesburg commute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you live within 10 kilometers, if your life is a 10-kilometer bubble like me, great.
Then you can do it.
You can hit it.
But I've been driving a rental for the last little bit, and it's a little car. I mean, yesterday, Celeste, who started working with us, she and I were off to a meeting, and she said, what do you think of this little car? Now, I happen to really like these zippy little cars because...
You bad at parking?
Well, no, I can park. I mean, I've been parking big cars for a long time, but these little cars, they feel like they're more fuel economical. I know for a fact this one is. They feel like they... I mean, it's got all the bells and whistles. I'll tell you something. A brand new small car, and I'm talking about, you know, those sort of low to medium price range cars. They've got air conditioning. They've got electric windows. All of that stuff's now standard.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, they've got Bluetooth. So I can listen to the podcasts that I've been listening to in my car. So it's not a problem. So this rental, I'm not disappointed in it, funnily enough. And I beetle around in the thing. I'm not self-conscious. I don't think your car is a statement of who you are, kind of thing. I hope I'm beyond that. I've had my chance at sports cars and big SUVs.
Yeah, that's going pretty well for you.
Yeah, well, I'm over it. So I've been driving this little rental for a little bit, and from next week we'll be doing something interesting. We'll tell you about that from Monday. I've got a couple other things lined up that I'm going to be trying out while we're on the search for exciting new things when it comes to cars and so on. Yeah. Someone says here, tell Ben Haynow he can go and F himself. Well, I'm not cross with him.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to be. We're all being cross on your behalf.
No excuse for Ben Haynow. It's just poor taste. It makes him an uber asshole. Madiba was the busiest man on the planet, and he was able to respect other people's time. Yeah, in fact, do you remember Madiba? There was an AU meeting when it was still the OAU, and Robert Mugabe arrived late with a huge entourage. And Nelson Mandela, from the stage, called him out.
Ooh.
And said to him, this is not on. These people's time is as valuable as yours. You're not allowed to do this. How do you like that?
Oof.
It made some very awkward meetings after that with a man who doesn't like to be told no. I hear a lot of rumors that Bob Mugabe, is in terrible health at the moment. Although, you know, every time you see him on TV, it looks like he's going to live forever.
Doesn't he have syphilis?
I don't know what he's
got. A lot of rumors he's got like pretty bad syphilis.
I don't know what he's
Where
got.
Where did you hear this from?
But he's 90. He's 90 he's something years old. He's ancient.
Even his syphilis is old now.
You're not going to last a long time. It's tick tock. And a lot of Zimbabweans are saying, no, he's already dead. And they just, because they haven't seen him in public for a little while, saying he's already dead. And maybe his wife's already taken over the reins of government.
Oh.
All kinds of conspiracy theories that are starting to come out now about him. I'm about to hit the road to series, and I've been saving the Jacques Poe interview for the road. I can't wait. Gavin. Cool, Gavin. Thanks, man. Morning, guys. So I listened to Jacques Poe last night. I must say I'm a bit freaked out by what he revealed. If everything he says is true, we're in real. Four reals. Shit, man. It's the first time in a while I felt anxious about the future of South Africa, especially as a young black man. But anyway, thanks for the good work. P.S. Mabali, can I taste your juice? Never stops, hey, Mubs.
No, it doesn't.
And then someone says, big booty bender. Obviously, that's after your night out last night, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tabo says, did you guys see Skolopat and Zodwa at the Feather Awards? Now, I'm glad you brought this up, Tabo, because you know we're fans of Skolopat here, and we're the only real media organization that pays much attention. But Ben was on it at like 4:30 this morning.
Well, I mean, look, the world was on it. It wasn't just me.
Ben, did you see the pictures, Mubs? Sia, did you see the pictures of Skolopat?
Wasn't she wearing like a meat dress? Very. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I get it right. She doesn't want beef. She just likes the horse.
Yeah.
So I think this is, and you know, Skolopat, we love him, Pichaka. But I think this is like the cheaper version of the meat dress Lady Gaga.
This is the problem, Sia. It's a South African version. Okay. We can't keep trying to cheapen Skolopat. She's our own person. She's our own artist.
So we shouldn't compare.
No. Can't say cheap. She chose Vos over beef.
All right. But just for explanation, then she's wearing a... It looks like she's just wrapped in a plastic something or the other.
Yes.
And to cover her breasts and... swimsuit area,
right?
There are packets of Vos, just over each breast. Correct. And her vajayjay. And as an accessory, she doesn't carry a handbag, but instead she carries a bag of charcoal.
Genius.
You think it's a genius move, Ben?
What an outfit.
But Sia, how was she posing, though, is the question. Because you will remember when she was wearing the yellow dress with the slit that came up to her armpit, she was kind of crawling.
That's right, on the red carpet.
On the red carpet. Yeah. So what was the pose strategy this time around?
I guess that's why she specifically needed a plus one with her last night. Because there are pictures where she slanted. And I think she was angling towards posing on the floor, lying flat on the floor again.
Okay.
But she was with her designer. That man next to her is the designer of this.
Oh, is that the designer?
Avant-garde piece.
Okay, so we'll put this picture up on our Cliff Central, on our Gareth Cliff Show Instagram. So you can see what we're talking about. But is that Zodwa? No.
No.
He's talking about Zodwa the singer, right?
Zodwa Wabantu was wearing like a green number.
Okay, different thing then.
Yes.
Who is the gnome?
It's the designer.
Is that gnome, that's the designer?
A fashion professional.
With the leopard print lapel, you mean?
Showing his ankles for the world to see. I mean, the guy's nailing it in his own right. Plus, he designed that.
Well, he had to hold Skolopat up, and next to her, he really looks like a tiny pygmy Oompa Loompa troll. She looks like she looks like this big giraffe, and he looks like a troll next to her, so a mini troll. It's a very strange picture. We've got to do a proper analysis, a full 360-degree analysis on this. That's coming up a little bit later on. Right now, it is time for the five things you need to know this morning, brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. Yes, Colcacchio Pizzeria. Let me tell you about them, because no word on them is wasted. You can download their Colcacchio Rewards and start earning slices for every visit and bonus slices for every rand that you spend. To unlock even more rewards, do what Ben did. He moved from apprentice to maestro.
Yep, that's right. I enjoyed doing it.
He does it by visiting their stores more often. And as a start, there's a surprise waiting to be unlocked for you if you're a new user. Just download the app and register. Inside, you will be able to monitor your status, earn slices, and unlock rewards. View the menu, find your closest store. More exciting features launching soon. Here's to a slice of the goodness. Colcacchio Pizzeria, they're the reason you Crave Pizza. All right, a couple of stories that you may be interested in today. You want to know what's going on in the news?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, lucky I'm here then, aren't you? All right, so first things first. Where shall we begin? I got a press release last night. This is a big breaking news story. NB Publishers, that's Jacques Poe's Publishers, note with grave concern reports in the media that the state security agency has laid charges against Jacques Poe. Police have not been able to confirm. This is weird, police not being able to confirm the nature of the charges. It means that obviously they've been given instruction and they're not sure how to respond. Because, you know, everyone is scared of not doing what the boss says in this country because we're all led by the nose. So the police haven't been able to say what the charges are, and they haven't even been able to tell Willem de Klerk, who is the attorney for Jacques Poe. They say there are two separate complaints, and here's what we do know. Poe will cooperate with authorities. Should they wish to engage with him, they can do so through their attorney, and he is unafraid. The publishers also say they will proudly defend their author against legal action and are grateful and heartened by the offers of civil society groups to help in this regard and the upwelling of support from the South African public. You see, it's become sort of a way for people to join a good fight.
I think a lot of people feel frustrated because how are we going to fight against this rottenness? And this book at least gives you like a pillar of such.
Absolutely, Ben. Quite right.
Thanks.
Let's take a look at some other stories that are going on in the news, shall we? If I could just get the internet to work. Is yours also giving you trouble?
Yep.
It was.
Yeah. Jesus. What's going on with
this
internet?
We're having a tough week, and I blame that TV show downstairs. I really do. You know that one that's here? Clogging up our parking like they used to clog up our toilets?
How are they to blame again?
It's here.
Are they just by being here?
Seriously,
though?
Just get all your right, head out of here.
Here's the other story you need to know. Project Loon has delivered internet to 100,000 people in Puerto Rico. Now, this is good news because this is Google's project, right? Alphabet. Mm-hmm. Project Loon, it delivers the internet via balloons.
Yeah, take that, Mark Zuckerberg.
And it's helped 100,000 Puerto Ricans to connect to the internet after Hurricane Maria decimated the island's infrastructure. So there's an interesting story for you. Twitter, while we're on tech companies and what they're up to, Twitter is going to suspend their verified program after a backlash. Apparently, Twitter have decided that their verification tick, for want of a better word, they're choosing to suspend that verification program altogether after it came under fire for verifying a known white nationalist, Jason Kressler, earlier this week. He is a guy who organized an alt-right rally in Charlottesville the past summer in America, proudly tweeted about receiving the coveted blue checkmark. He says, "Looks like I finally got verified by Twitter. I must be the only working-class white advocate with that distinction." And in a tweet early on Thursday, Jack Dorsey, who is the founder of Twitter, had attempted to apologize on behalf of Twitter and promised that the company would take immediate action to remedy this. People are saying, well, Twitter has a political agenda. Here's some bad news if you're a fan of Louis C.K. He has found himself embroiled in what it seems the campaign to out a whole lot of sex pests.
Ooh.
Turns out that Louis C.K. has alleged misconduct as early as 2014. It features five women claiming that Louis C.K. behaved inappropriately with them. The short version of most of his friends' reaction is, "I believe you," to these women. And therefore, a lot of Louis C.K.'s friends are disappearing into the ether. It seems like Hollywood is just really falling apart.
It's a very rapey place, that.
Very rapey place. The president, I've left this almost to the end because I don't really like to refer to what the president says as news. It's more about self-defense. President Jacob Zuma mocked books which had been written about him, as well as MPs' reading habits, when he addressed the National Council of Provinces on Thursday afternoon. Last week, Zuma told the National Assembly that he didn't think it was his job to answer books. However, he changed his tune on Thursday when he replied to the debate about his annual address to the NCOP. He said the following: "People know they can't discuss anything. They try not to sleep reading the books. All the lies and speculation and imagination of people." Suppressing a chuckle and swinging his notebook around behind the podium, Zuma continued, "That's become the politics to use here. This is the book, you know. This is the book. Can you say no to this book? Yarr! novels, he says. It is people who sit down and just think and composition of people. I mean, I'm translating very badly, but that's from News 24.
Well, you know, a guy who basically can't read would say something like that.
I don't think he's ever read a long book.
No.
At all. Finally, Pravin Gordhan on Thursday evening said, while it was not up to him to test the veracity of the allegations in Jacques Poe's book, The President's Keepers, the truth would prevail. And those are the five things that you need to know.
Whatever, Pravin.
Yeah, Pravin. Why didn't you write a book?
He's always saying these middle-of-the-road things and doing jack shit.
Correct. All right, so there we go. That's all you need to know for now. Let's get to Ben and see what's going on in the world of sport. Ben, are you ready for us?
Yeah, you Gareth, always, yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's go straight to it. Here's Ben's song.
So what do all the major footballing nations in the world want for Christmas?
Gary Player.
Well, what else do they want for Christmas, Gareth?
The Ballon d'Or?
World's football... Forget it.
World football players. That's not a bad guess.
Football nations.
Oh, nations. The World Cup.
Get uppity with me if you can't listen to my question.
The World Cup. They want to be in the World Cup.
Yes, they want to be at Russia. Correct. Gosh, I mean, I think I could dumb these questions down even more. Russia are there as the host.
That shade.
Russia are there as the host. Brazil are there because, well, they've dominated South America. Iran, they're going to be there. So too are Japan, Mexico, Belgium, South Korea, Saudi Arabia. Yep, this liberal state of Saudi Arabia where women can drive, the men can play football. Mm-hmm. It'll be Club Tropicana there at any time now. Germany, England also there. They did very well, as did Spain.
Okay.
Nigeria, along with Egypt, are the first two African teams to book their places there. Costa Rica, Iceland, Serbia, Portugal, France, Uruguay, Argentina, Colombia, and Panama. How did Panama get there? It's just a canal. Anyway, those are the teams who are there already. This weekend, well, crunch time, as they say, because this is your last chance to kind of book the spot there. Now, there's all kinds of qualifiers and sub-qualifiers, and then qualifiers that are squared and then carried over with the seven. Anyway, there's massive matches all the way through the weekend. So in Europe, there are these playoffs. So Northern Ireland are currently playing off with Switzerland. Switzerland get an early first leg lead there. So they play home and away, these guys. Switzerland 1-0 up there already. Croatia 4-1 up over Greece. So Greece, well, bugger all chance to get through there. But more interestingly for the African continent, there's still a couple of spots available there. Three, to be exact. So, Tunisia and the DR Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, that's all to play for. So, what happens there with Tunisia, they're 13 points right now, so they're looking very good in their group. Congo's on the 10. Now, basically Tunisia's going to get through because they're playing Libya. Libya, well, there's not much going on there. Congo have to now play Guinea. So, if they both win, Tunisia go through. Basically, Tunisia has to lose and take a bit of a goal drubbing, and Congo's got to win with a big advantage there, and then Congo can go through. But Morocco and Cote d'Ivoire, or the Ivory Coast if you prefer, that is going to be a big one because these two teams now play against each other. So they're both at the top of Group C. Morocco got 9 points, Ivory Coast have got 8 points. Morocco can just get a draw here and that's good enough, they will go through. But if Cote d'Ivoire at home manage to win this one, then they go through. So that's very, very exciting. Right. Of course, Nigeria are through, and then their group, Cameroon, who are the African champions, they're not through. Very disappointing there. But the group that everyone cares about is Group D. And I say everyone, it's basically us, South Africa. They've got to play Senegal twice. The first time they played them, they won, but the ref was on crack. So that game had to be annulled.
Ref was on crack?
Well, Gareth, he's subsequently been banned because he gave penalties that weren't penalties. Jesus. And he was probably on the take. Anyway, he's been banned, so it just shows. Crack is whack. So that takes place from tonight. So it's a two-leg must win. So if Bafana draw this match, that's a screw it, done. As early as tonight. Tonight, Peter Makaba Stadium, 7 o'clock, SA versus Senegal. Bafana have their worries with players, but they all must be forgotten now because nothing less than two wins are going to be needed here. If they manage to win there, they keep the hopes alive for Tuesday next week when they travel to Senegal to play 9:30. Hugely exciting, this, it really is. And this is the great thing about World Cups. Before they even start, people are already getting really excited about it. So that's really exciting. Look, there's a whole bunch of other matches. There's also international friendlies involved. So there'll be no league or cup or any kind of club action this weekend. It's all about their big football nations going head to head. That's very exciting. Rugby news. The Springboks have named their team. And Ellis Goodseer, well, I don't think he knows what caution is. He definitely doesn't know how to throw it into the wind because he's basically named the safest possible team. The Springbok forward pack, really good. It's really good. They've made two changes, but the changes aren't exactly bad. All they've done is that they've replaced the props from the New Zealand game with even more experienced props. So the Beast and Kuni Oosthuizen come back. So that means that Kitsoff and Will Kalo go to the bench.
All right.
Totally fine. Peter Sefatu-Tooi stays at number 7, where he did well in the last match, and Francois Loh stays at 8, mostly because they don't have an 8th man of international quality in the squad. Totally fine. Backline, well, that was a shit show on Twitter yesterday, basically saying, how the hell is this guy there? Why is that guy still get a chance? And mostly, I agree with all of it. Andrus Kitsia, he must be in the team because he's got the same last name as the coach. I mean, he's been pretty average the entire season. We've got young, exciting talent, and I hate to play the transformation card again, but when are these guys going to use opportunities to field players who can fulfill the transformation role, who can offer something to this team? And I'm not talking about quotas here, because that's just a lazy argument. I'm talking about young South African talent that could really add something to this team. But no, Andries tick box Kutsia, he'll be at the back this weekend. Then we've got Lades and Courtnell Skosan on the wings. Again, we could be doing a bit better than this. In the centres, Damien de Annelie gets this entire centre position, and he is officially now basically the Bernhardin of the Springboks. Everybody's just having a good go at him. And I know the guy hasn't been anywhere near his previous sort of pinnacle as a player in the last maybe even 2 years with injuries and poor form, but there's no other bloody inside centres in the squad. Frans Steen was just not considered. Serpentine's playing in France. So what else do you do? There's a whole bunch of talented outside centres. I don't think they should be wasted in number 12 jersey. Give Dandy a chance. He has much to prove. Of course, he was sent off for rather dubious fashion against the All Blacks. So that's not really a bad thing. Jesse Creel retains his position number 13 despite huge calls for Lukanyo Am to get into the team. And I kind of back that. I'd prefer to see Creel on the wing, quite frankly. And then Alton Junchies. How many more chances does this guy get? More, I guess, is the answer, Gareth. Too many. He doesn't work in Alistair Goodsey's game plan. We need someone like Andre Pollard. So if the guy's fit, give him some bloody game time. Scrum offs, well, you could throw a Seer in the mix there. There's not great quality in the scrum off right now. So any of the three guys in the squad, yeah, it doesn't really matter. So that will be tomorrow at 7:30. That will be the big game there. SA versus the All Blacks. Sorry, SA versus Ireland. Sorry, Alistair Goodsey calls Ireland the All Blacks of Europe. So,
oh.
Yeah. Bit of a stretch, I know.
What do we call him? The
SA coach. We try to be respectful. That's basically what we call him.
All right.
Bernd Wiesberger, he is on top of the Nedbank Golf Challenge hosted by Gary Player at the Gary Player Country Club. Oh, that really is a mouthful of a tournament.
Is
it
a star-studded lineup at the Gary Player tournament this year?
There are stars.
At the Nedbank Golf Challenge?
There are stars, Gareth. There are stars.
Like, are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm spending most of the weekend on my ass on the couch watching this. But if you look at the rest of Dubai, Tommy Fleetwood's leading it, but there's no Justin Rose, there's no Sergio Garcia, there's no Joan Rahm. So you look at the top five there, those guys aren't there. We're not going to get Americans at this tournament because, well, it's too far. And they're worried they'll get Ebola if they go anywhere near Africa. If an American just says Africa, an American golfer that is, they start coughing and go for checkups because they're not good travelers.
Right.
And they're also just privileged prissy boys. So Bernd Wiesberger, he's on top. He shot a 67. Tough conditions yesterday. Victor Dubuisson, the French man with no arse. Well, he has been all over the place the last few years, but will he be able to get the form back? Because this guy, with the Ryder Cup being in France next year, he really needs to step up. He's in second place, along with Brendan Grace. And then Charles Wassel also played pretty well yesterday. He's two shots back. He felt he had a 63 in him, but a 69 is what he ended up with. So a whole bunch of really good golfers in this one. Louis Oosthuizen with a 71, along with Darren Trichardt. That's one under. Hayden Porteous, one over. Not as good for him. Same with Richard Stoney and Dylan Fratelli, all over par. Brandon Stone, also four over. Dean Burmester, five over. So same with George Cassius. So the South African guy's not doing so great. It's been 10 years since one of them has won this event, which would be really great if they could kind of, you know, maybe change that. In the American Tour, they play in Mexico, if you're into that. But otherwise, it's just going to be about rugby and football this weekend. So go Bafana and go the Springboks. The Springboks have to win against Ireland tomorrow. They really have to. Because as you hear me bitching about this backline selection, if they lose against Ireland, they're going to be even more conservative with the selections going forward because they're going to think, well, let's get back to basics. So if they get a good win against Ireland, then we can see some exciting talent coming in against the teams of Italy, France and Wales, which are the remaining three fixtures on this tour after that. And then the Ram Slam T20, that starts today. So remember, if you go into the games, beer in your less dominant hand, free up your dominant hand, and wait for the ball to come towards you, because if you catch it and it's televised, chance to win 2 million rand. That's if your weekend sport. Those are your big highlights. Anything else? Tell up to you. MotoGP, Marc Marquez, inside track to win that one. Formula One, who cares?
All right. Thank you, Ben. Very dismissive of Formula One, but nothing
well, else comes excited. I mean, Lewis Hamilton's holiday the last week's a bigger story than him racing again.
All right. A few things that have come through on the messages. First of all, Sia, what are Daisy Dukes? And Sia's very, very short denim shorts that he was wearing.
Like Dukes of Hazzard.
They basically, they just hug the curve, the line of your ass. You know, your ass cheeks as they hang. Daisy Dukes just come up at that exact line.
Or they give you butt cleavage. Just they show off the last little sliver of your butt cheeks.
All right. I was going to say beavage, but that doesn't apply to you at all.
Oh. Ew.
Did you hear, says Raj, about the Louis C.K. sexual harassment allegations? Apparently he has been accused of masturbating in front of women. You know, this is so sad to me. Obviously it's revolting behavior. It's revolting. There's no way you...
It's so revolting.
You can't... What kind of guy does this in front of some woman who didn't ask for it? Louis C.K. is a really funny dude. And a lot of people will argue that he was the world's... He was the high-flying comedian of the last year or two. Mm. Right? The guy's career was in the stratosphere. I think that men who get too much power...
Yep.
...become a problem for themselves. It's a generalization. It's not true of every man.
It's true, but because he's in showbiz, you hear about this. You don't hear about investment bankers masturbating over secretaries and stuff. Because I'll tell you what, that'll also happen.
Of course it is. It's probably happening as we speak.
You don't talk about high-flying mechanics in the East Rand masturbating over people that walk past their I don't know, oil shed.
But again, Gareth,
it'll happen.
Oil shed.
You said something a few weeks ago, and at first I raised my eyebrow at it.
Yeah.
But now I get it.
What is this?
You said something along the lines of, this was normal of a lot of guys in the industry from years ago. And that's why you're hearing of these stories of people years ago. Like, men were just allowed to behave like this. It was just
And especially powerful men. It wasn't just allowed. It was encouraged, because it was a way of you showing your largesse, your power. Mm. Right. And I mean, this is where it's great to be alive right now. Women have had to put up with this crap for thousands of years from men. Thousands. It's in our DNA.
Yeah.
These men are not the exceptions. I will say that I've never... I can honestly... If I think back to every occasion I've ever had where I could have been inappropriate with a woman, I hope I've behaved myself.
Mm.
I certainly don't like stand in front of women who didn't ask for it and masturbate like...
Never. You've never done that, Gareth. Never.
Or those guys who...
Just surprised.
There's that movie actor who... Or sorry, movie director. He would make women rub up against his crotch with their legs.
Imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Look, it's weird. I don't know.
That's the power thing.
There are... Not all men, of course. Not all men. But a group of particularly powerful men in the world think this is an appropriate way to behave. If you listen to the lyrics of songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, if you listen to rap music from the 90s.
Or yesterday.
Well, I mean, listen. You see how men, a lot of men think of women. Not all men. A lot of men think of women. And it's embarrassing, frankly. Mm. I mean, it's kind of like when your dad comes to a thing and... again, this is not true for everybody's dad, but it's almost like, you know, your dad has come to the table when you and your friends are talking about something and he says something that just makes it sound like he's from another generation.
Mm.
That's at the lowest end how this thing starts. It's just inappropriate for a new generation of humans. And then at the far end, at the most offensive end, it's these predators. These guys who go out of their way to treat other people like objects, whether it's men or women. I mean, Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, you know, take your pick. It's just, something's got to give. And if part of our healing and becoming better creatures is for these guys to have to own up to what they've got up to.
Exactly, Gareth.
Then that's what we got to do.
Men, not beasts.
Look, like to further on that point, one of the new men's
not beasts.
Hashtag.
That was an actual thing, yes. Right?
Yeah, 19th November, it's international, well, it's not international. Oh, it is actually, International Men's Day. But not as you would think, my buddy Malloy. It's about being a man, not a beast.
That's quite original.
I feel like all women would be better off if we all became lesbians, because they, in any case, have better orgasms than
that's
us.
That's where you're wrong. That's the, everyone's thought.
No, I'm thinking about this. I feel like.
Let her finish. Go ahead.
There should be a campaign to say, ladies, who are you better off with, the men or the women? Plus, lesbians have better orgasms than heterosexual girls.
Yeah, but every now and again, they just want a bit of D. And I've heard this from many.
But the D is never as satisfying as a lesbian experience.
I've heard that. I will not fight anyone on that, but I'll also see through the thin veneer of truth.
Okay, Mubs?
Yes.
That obviously counts for beasts, not men, right?
Exactly. Hey, now. If you're with a man and not a beast, yeah, you're still kind of okay with it.
Exactly. Men, not beasts. That's a beast.
But the idea of Louis C. I mean, he looks kind of creepy. Imagine
can I also point out, it's all these gross-looking men who really, if they just went to the gym once in a while and they got themselves like they shaved. First of all, Harvey Weinstein, if you look at that man, he looks like a Colombian drug dealer on the street corner who's been eating bolognese all day.
Yeah, he looks like Jabba the Hutt's younger brother. Like the creepy gross. Younger brother.
He's
Jabba
gross.
The Hutt.
Like, if you look like...
You haven't heard of Channing Tatum doing this,
no.
Idris Elba doing
wouldn't
this.
Wouldn't need to. Mm-mm. No, the women are masturbating on his legs.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're running for cover. Exactly.
If you're a gross old man with money and power, I suppose this is how you think you're going to get women. It's just so weird. I still don't understand how Weinstein would make these hot starlets watch him shower.
So he can then tell other creeps about it.
Ah. Oh.
See, now, that none of this would happen if all these men were just brought up watching Richard Gere movies, because that teaches you how to treat women.
Wait up until Richard Gere is now wrapped up in a scandal.
What if all of these guys just read a few books about how gentlemen behave? How you take a girl out.
Just watch Richard Gere movies.
You listen to what she has to say. You groom yourself a little bit. You try not to fart and stink and look revolting and shave before you go meet these girls. You offer to buy them a cup of coffee afterwards. You don't meet them in the hotel room and start jerking off in the pot plant. And did no one sit Harvey Weinstein down in his life and say, listen to me, you savage. If you want a woman who you think is attractive to be attracted to you, here are a couple of pointers. Someone could have, a friend, a family member, someone could have sat him down and said, listen, Harvey, you're a powerful film producer. You've got money. You can make things happen, but don't let that be the reason that a woman falls in love with you. It is possible for someone to fall in love with an older man, maybe. A man who's maybe not the most attractive looking guy in the world. I've seen it happen. But it's about how well you treat them. Not about using your power to coerce them into being with you. There are better ways to do this. Harvey, you need you need more hugs.
Yeah, but how do you tell a powerful man anything? How do you sit them down? Because they're just going to turn around and say to you, ha, how dare you? I'm Harvey Weinstein.
Like Donald Trump. Do you ever think Donald Trump's going to sit and listen to you?
Never.
If you say, Mr. Trump, I've got some really great advice for you. Instead of talking about yourself all the time, talk about other people. They'll like you more. He'll go, I don't need your advice. I'm a very successful, tremendously powerful man. I'm the president. I beat Hillary. I'm amazing. I'm the most terrific. You don't need to listen to people like you. You're a loser. I'm a winner.
And you're fired.
And you're fired.
Exactly. Yeah, but see, Trump never watched Richard Gere movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right.
No, really. Seriously. When in doubt, you want to know how to treat women, watch a Richard Gere movie. Okay. Pretty Woman, An Officer and a Gentleman. These are just two examples you can run past your eyes this weekend. Okay. In both situations, he could have taken the low road. Pretty Woman, she was a prostitute. Officer and a Gentleman, he was the officer who became a gentleman.
All right, on that Mind note, blown. What a perfect introduction, a gentleman, to Sia's said by Sia for a Friday morning.
Oh, we've not done that yet.
No, give us some inspiration, Sia. Come on. hand it over, Sia. We're waiting for your inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Garrett, this is unconventional good news that's just for you, actually.
All right.
You know, many people would love to reverse the signs of aging, and scientists may have managed to do just that.
What is it?
Oh, and what can be called...
I got such a nice compliment the other day. Someone said to me, oh my God, I hadn't seen them. I think it was Penina Fenston.
Yes.
She said, oh, you haven't aged in 15 years. So I said to her, oh, you're such a good liar. She's like, no. She said, no, really, you look fantastic. I was so pleased. It was so nice of her to say that. I don't get a lot of those compliments. I really don't.
She said with contact lens dripping down her cheek.
You're no Ben.
Ben, you fucking asshole. All of that, let's get back to Sia.
All of that can be curbed, okay? So we should all kind of feel excited about this. This basically is a major breakthrough. Scientists have now discovered a way to rejuvenate old human cells, not only making them look physically younger, but also coaxing the actual cells to behave like younger ones and to start dividing. So researchers from a university in the UK have worked with cells which have now, within hours of treatment, started to divide and had longer telomeres, what they're calling.
That's the end of the chromosome.
Oh, yes, actually, you are right. Which shorten as we age. So using earlier findings as a foundation, which showed that a class of genes called splicing factors are progressively switched off as we age, this particular study has found that splicing factors can be switched back on with chemicals, making senescent cells not only look physically younger, but start to behave more like young cells.
I'm sorry, this deserves a breaking news. This is great news.
Hey. This is a different type of good news story. And
but
isn't
it's terrific.
Good? Isn't it good?
Oh, you know all I want is to live forever. I want to live forever. I want to live forever. This is great news. Because this is what they knew was aging. Behind aging is the unraveling of these chromosomes. Every time a cell divides, you know, all your DNA goes into two sort of, it splits and it tears apart, and the two different copies of each side of your DNA strand go to either side of the cell divides, and a new nucleus and a new cell is formed on either side. And when that happens, it eventually starts to stress out the telomeres, which are the ends of the chromosomes, and that is what causes aging. So your cells get tired of dividing.
Look at that.
Now, if we can stop that, we can live forever.
I have the Fame song in my head. I don't know why. I want to live forever. Well, anyway, back to the story. The research, which is published in the journal BMC Cell Biology, has a potential to lead to therapies which could help people age better without actually experiencing some of the degenerative effects of getting old. Do you know, like, by 85, they say most people have experienced some kind of chronic illness, and as people get older, they are more prone to things like stroke and heart disease and cancer. Well, this is changing everything. So in the meantime, while scientists are busy trying to really, like, get this all sorted out, we can use, Gareth, do you know this, revestral analogs?
No.
These are...
I don't know what that is.
These are compounds which are found in things like red wine, dark chocolate, red grapes, and blueberries. So,
yes, like I said, I know that.
Yeah. So in the meantime, this weekend, you can have yourself some red wine and dark chocolate while scientists are over trying to make sure that we live forever. So here we go.
Right.
Some
Very
unconventional
nice.
Good news for this morning on Said by Sia.
Okay. Thank you, Sia. That's terrific. What a happy way to start the week. Weekend, rather. I've taken leave today, says somebody. I'm playing golf this afternoon, then I'm off to the Drakensberg. I'm the MC at a wedding. Any tips, Ben?
Well, it looks like everything in your life is perfect, so I can't tell you anything. I mean, you prioritize golf over work, and someone has called you to be the MC, so it sounds like everything's going right.
Sounds like you're the guy for the job.
You know what? Less is always more with these things. Because you, as an MC, you just facilitate the greatness of the wedding couple, even if you don't particularly like them.
Don't make a speech and make it about you.
Ah, look, it's all about linking it together, because unfortunately, the best man or dad or some dickhead's going to make it about him. So your job is to make sure that you can stream all these things together effortlessly.
Mm. Vince says, the president is just scared to read that book by Jacques Poe. He's scared he might have to read big numbers with lots of zeros. Jarrah, that will fuck up his day. Ben on top form again, says Michelle. How did Panama get there? They're just a canal. So lots of people enjoying your ribald humor this morning, Ben. And this is especially your ribald humor.
Ooh,
this is especially for Sia. It's 7 o'clock, coming up some news with Mabali. And we'll take your calls. You know what to do. 0861-555-189 if you want to WhatsApp us. 0797482090. Let's go, all right? Sia, just for you.
Oh. Hey now.
Some cheesy 80s with Irene Cara, okay?
CliffCentral.com.